Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today, I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. Poetically speaking, the dialogue between the warmth of the light and the tones of the sea illuminate from within the Havana Theatre Festival, October the 19th to the 27th, that will welcome the celebration of the half millennium of the city that hosted it since 1980. This according to Omar Valinho, event director. He says, Havana, the wonder city, will become a backdrop and live scene to host the 18th edition of the great event dedicated this year to Vicente Revuelta. This year, the festival has, as a thematic guideline, concept, technique, and direction. Participating in the event, there will be plays from Argentina, Germany, the United Kingdom, Puerto Rico, Spain, Brazil, France, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Sweden on the stage. The festival, in addition, will have the presence, for the first time in Cuba, of the Berliner Ensemble, a mythical German group that links Bertolt Brecht's legacy with whom he introduced his heritage in our country. Workshops and practical meetings are also planned to be provided for by the members of each of the invited casts, plus open dialogues and criticism at the end of any of the functions of each group. More than 2,200 films, 300 scripts, and 100 posters have registered to compete in the 41st International Festival of New Latin American Cinema, scheduled for December the 5th to the 15th in Cuba. Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico are the countries with the largest number of films, followed by Colombia, Chile, and Peru, amongst others. This according to Leani Pintado, the press director of the event. To date, around 300 scripts, 100 posters, and some 680 audiovisual materials have been submitted for the Coral Post-Production Award. Pintado told the press that the 41st Festival programs a colloquium dedicated to Tomás Gutiérrez Alea and a large exhibition to celebrate the centennial of the birth of the outstanding documentary filmmaker Santiago Alvarez. The first anniversary of the proclamation of the city of Trinidad as the craft city of the world is being celebrated this September by residents in that beautiful colonial city of central southern Cuba. The main cobble streets of the third Cuban village, founded by the Spaniards in 1514, are converted into open-air museums where artisans work, exhibit, and market their creations. Within the reach of citizens and tourists alike are creative works, paintings, embroidery, and fabrics, along with theoretical meetings and workshops. Entitled the WARP Project and developed by several generations of creators, they achieved with their handicrafts the way for the Trinitarians to become the first in Cuba to achieve the status of craft city. In 1988, the city of Trinidad and its valley of the sugar mills, or ingenios, were declared Cultural Patrimony of Humanity by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. The 9th Varadero Gourmet International Festival, which seeks to position Cuba as a quality destination in the services of bars and restaurants, is underway in this resort, the most important in the nation. This gastronomic event has a planned agenda until the 21st of September at its usual headquarters, the Plaza America Convention Center of this tourist center, located on the north coast of the province of Matanzas and 140 kilometers from Havana. Innovative conferences of corporate specialists, Cubans and Mexicans especially, will address the business of food and beverage services. Mexico, for instance, chose its leading product in terms of beverages and will present the topic talking about tequila, which will be presented by the experts Norma Orozco Sanchez and Jesus Escobar Milano of Sommelier. The presentations will include the Camax Group from Chile, Havana Club International on cocktail trends with products from that famous rum manufacturer. The event will bring together businessmen and specialists in the management and commercialization of national and foreign beverages and food, clients of the tourist centers of the country, and other professionals linked to the leisure industry. High on the agenda will be the knowledge and experience exchange in gastronomic services as a determining factor of competition for tourist destinations. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.